This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Played that guy in the envelope in just about a half hour or so.
I just got a text message. My daughter has had, on the island here, the kids finish up basically today, right? Your son's done today too, Brett?
He is done.
It's done, August. Done. Like, it's pretty much, what is happening? Like, why?
Yeah, well, you guys go in Florida, they go back in the middle of August. We don't go back until after Labor Day weekend.
Middle school's done. We start high school in a couple months.
Son's going to high school?
Yes, he's getting closer, Brett. He's getting closer.
He's getting older, Monica.
That's right.
He's becoming a mature boy.
Sexy time with Monica. Stand by.
Right. I'm going to be a mature man.
But before then, yes, JP, go on.
Oh, Mrs. Robertson action. This year, math has been my daughter's Achilles heel. Absolutely. And she put the work in. She had the tutors, the extra helps, the whole deal. But she was staring, facing math, failing math right in the eye. Ooh. She needed to get a 70 on her Regents exam, and she got a 71.
Woo.
So she said, right? So she sends it. I'm like, are you expecting a parade here? Like, what is...
Yeah.
What is...
She was sent it like, she's so happy.
Right, but in the end, I just needed to, shine the light on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy for you. I'm happy it's over.
Yes, that's good.
But it wasn't a
happy
91.
Happy you got there.
Yeah, but she sucks in it. So
I got you.
Goal was to get a 70, and she got a 71. She beat it by a point.
Yeah, my son pulled the same thing yesterday. He's like, I got an 83 and an 89 on my two exams. And I'm like, and? Like, what are you... He's like, you can't just give me the win?
Yeah.
I go,
for 83,
I go, dude, you're a high honor roll student. What do you want me to do with this?
Oh, well, that's a different perspective, right? He's high honor roll, then 83 is definitely not good enough.
It's not that easy anymore. I'm like, dude, you do nothing.
It's not that easy anymore.
You do nothing.
It's true. As you get older in school, it does get tougher. Because when you're younger, you're one of the smart ones. And then all of a sudden, you're like, oh, it's like sports.
Yeah.
Everyone else is like, everyone else is getting pretty good at it, too.
He was like principal honor roll and high honor roll at the beginning of the year. And then,
And they make it tougher.
And then lacrosse kicked in and the weather kicked in and, chicks kicked in. And
that definitely makes it tougher.
Everything changed a little bit. But then yesterday, my wife brought home a sixth grade math test. I didn't bring it with me.
Oh,
what did she get on it?
Oh, I want to see it. I want to take it so bad.
I took one look at it.
Yeah.
She wanted me to take it.
Yeah.
I took one look at it. I saw parentheses.
Oh, yeah.
I gave it right back to her.
Well, you do the parentheses first.
First.
I don't know what the hell any of it.
There you go, Monica.
Yeah, okay.
Let's go.
Uh-huh. As you can see, I didn't remember to do the parentheses first. I handed that bitch right back.
Because
I'm sure somewhere else in there was going to be fractions.
Yeah.
And I can't do that either.
Oh.
I don't know when you got to take them and flip them upside down and cross
when
multiply them.
When
I don't know when
you're
supposed
to
do that.
How did you get through math?
Monica, I don't... Once I was done with math, I never, ever looked back.
Oh, I understand. Listen, I'm not a math person either. And I took communication. It's not my favorite subject at all. But how did you get... you had to have learned it. If you're saying now about fractions or whatever.
I don't remember. It's 30-some-odd years ago.
But did you learn it at the time and take a test and you had the knowledge at some point?
I got past it. And you're talking to the guy who couldn't remember the Mona Lisa's name. So you want me to...
I don't expect you to know it now.
Quadratic equations. That ain't happening.
I just want to make sure that you learned it back then and you didn't cheat or pay or anything. You had the knowledge at one point. You, of course, don't remember it. Why would you?
I did have the knowledge. I did have to work very, very hard in math.
Mm-hmm.
So you should bond with your daughter over this.
Oh, totally do. The whole family. We're not very mathy. We're not a math family.
Yeah.
No, we're definitely
not math.
Definitely not.
Same here. My wife. Nope. Me. Nope. My son got that gene. Absolutely. But same thing. He's in a similar situation where studying. We did tutors and. Hopefully he passed his final here for math and for everything else, too.
Yeah, what do you do in eighth grade? What kind of math is it like? It's not algebra, right?
I don't know.
That'd be too much. Yeah,
stuff
whatever math
do.
It is,
stuff
you don't
I can't
want
to
do. Know. Right, right.
I get
like
it.
I'm like, all I want you to do is pass.
Well,
just pass this
that's
final.
That's not right.
But it is right because that's what his limit is. And that's what I was kind of saying with JP. His daughter, who's awesome in school in every subject, the exception of math. And so if she gets a 71 when she's on the process of, on the border of failing, that's like 100.
It's a win.
That's a win. You take those wins, and everybody's got their limitations. So I know my son is not good in math, and I know I'm not good in math, so I can't hold him to that. And like,
it doesn't feel weird to say that about your own son.
No,
he's not good at math. You could say he's not. That's not his best subject, but he can do really well if he applies himself.
Correct. But you know what? There's some things where you apply yourself to, and you're just not getting it.
Again,
so I understand that.
It goes back to what I've always said to you, Monica, where people have taught me how to play craps. And for whatever reason, my brain just rejects it.
It's the simplest. It does reject it because
that's
it's not
fine, fun. But my brain rejects it. So the way Brett's explaining the whole thing, it's like the same thing with his son with math. Like, you could sit there and try to explain it to me until the cows come home, but
it's
just not sinking in.
Of any of your brains, do any of you, and even with your son, Brett, and your daughter, JP, does anybody think to themselves, okay, wow, yeah, this is tough, and my brain does not adapt, and it's really tough, and I don't understand it. So because of that, I will kill this subject because I will work. Uh-huh. I will make it my bitch because it will not get me.
Not everybody learns the way you learn.
I understand that, but that's what I'm saying is the desire there at all.
And you love it, and you're driven by it, and not everybody's like that.
And the problem with math, unlike other subjects, there's one answer. So it's either you get it right or you get it wrong. It's not like you did an essay and, well, see, you kind of got it right, or the punctuation here is a little off, or you could have done two sentences instead of four, that kind of stuff, where math is there's the right answer or you got the wrong answer.
Well,
sometimes sometimes there's extra stuff there.
I do
where you can get partial credit.
I do remember the feeling
show your work.
Of satisfaction. Much like, you know, when you saw, much like when we play Wordle, and you get Wordle right or Connections right, you get that little bit of satisfaction. I remember that feeling when I was a kid and I figured out a math problem.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, that's what I'm talking about.
Those moments were few and far between.
Don't you want to make them more because you know that you could?
Not
and then I'm just like, I
hated it.
Love that feeling. So two things though, Brett. One, you're right. There's a partial credit thing. So if you might come up with the wrong answer, but you just did something wrong mathematically but you have all the work there, you can get partial credit. But the other thing for me is, and the reason what I focused on in math, which sucked, was there is only one answer. So there's there's a formula. Follow it. Like, memorize this formula. To me, it's easier to get just one right answer. It's universal. Somebody in Germany can do it. Somebody here. It doesn't matter what language. There's one answer to this question.
But if you're not understanding the concept of how to get that answer, that's where the problem lies. And like, that was the one thing I didn't with the Regents exam. That's the thing that's in New York, where it's like an extra. What would you call it, JP and Roger? What would you call like the Regents, as far as like what it is?
Standardized test.
Standardized test. Where if you got a separate certificate, so to speak, and it's to show that you did what you had to do.
That no other state has to do anymore. It's just New York.
Garbage.
And they're actually they're finally starting to have meetings to get rid of it.
It means absolutely nothing. Like, no one's going to look at it and go, oh, well, you got the Regents. That's great. Why don't you become the CEO of this company now?
Right.
That's not happening.
Nope. I didn't get a Regents diploma.
So me neither. Math was the one thing that didn't do it for me. And I got a 63 when 65 was passed. And that's, again, putting in the hard work. And I've told the story,
that's so
too.
You, Brett.
Right?
And sounds like you're really letting this one go, too.
No. What?
That's just
I'm just saying. I'm aware.
Right.
It hasn't affected me one other second outside of these discussions.
Right.
And I've told it before about the other thing was the chemistry. Chemistry, I was bombing all year.
And my teacher, Miss Nickel, she had this New York accent very high.
Oh,
and she
bled,
if you pass this Regents, I'm going to throw you a party the barbecue.
Right? So that was it. And I wound up same thing like your daughter, JP, and I got a 76 on that bitch. And I still, to this day, have not gotten that party.
Oh, I want to throw you
there
party,
you go.
A park party so bad.
That's
because
right.
How did she say that and not pay you off?
I don't know.
Because that's such an odd thing to say, that she would throw you a party.
Right?
I mean,
I
guess
did it.
Say, well, she's joking.
No, she never said that. She never said she was joking, and she never threw the party.
Why don't we kidnap her, dig her up out of the grave if we have to?
She was very young at the time, so she's probably.
Let's get her.
I don't know. She might be like 60 now,
and she retired to Florida, and she's listening 50s? Right now.
Okay, that's even better. Let's
kidnap
her.
She's talking about me.
Let's make a party in the park for you. Brett alone, and we'll have all, you know, refreshments. It will be nice and cool. Have, you know, a sprinkler, whatever, and she'll have to sit there in the heat with zero fan and zero nothing.
I love it.
Watch you.
I love
watch
it.
You the whole time, enjoying yourself and having a great time. That's what
That's
I want
right.
to do.
Right.
Don't you doubt me, Miss Nickel. Let's go. Look at this. Woo!
You should have a party in the park sometime for all the people who got like Circle 65 or 70, right. like just squeaked by, you know, but never got that reward they felt they should have. It'd be a huge party.
It
so many
really
people probably feel like that.
You better get a big park.
Yeah. So true. Man.
Sorry, Brett.
There's nothing to apologize for.
No.
It's that bitch teacher who's got to apologize.
She's a
bitch. Nicole was so mad when I wouldn't take that test yesterday. I'm like, I'm not doing this.
I want to so
she
bad.
Said, why won't you just do it? I'm like, because I don't have to.
But that's why there's no pressure. Me. There's no test. You're not a regent. Just do it for
there,
fun.
There are parentheses on that page, and I am going to realize how, you know.
It's, you let the parentheses win.
My life, 100%.
That's, but those have become Facebook posts now. It's like sixth grade math problems. They put them in like, if you get the answer, put it below and I'll let someone know who's right. And they put it on Facebook. I mean, people I don't even know put these things. And it's always like with parentheses. And everybody does it different. And you're an idiot. all adults yelling at each other. And meanwhile, the idiot, sorry, the person saying you're an idiot, got it wrong.
Right. Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Nope.
Let me do it. I want to do it. And if I don't know how to do it, which I probably won't, I'll maybe start it. But then that's the fun. Then I have to go find out how, learn it, and then apply that knowledge to the question and then come out with the right answer. I win.
In other news from my wife, she passed her kidney stone this morning.
Speaking of passing.
Oh, yeah. That's good news.
How was she just in massive pain?
No, because it was already, she had been in pain for months.
Oof.
So by the time it passed, she said it just kind of passed. Like she had gone through all the pain and I guess what drove her to the ER, but she passed it this morning. I'm like, can I post it on social media? She goes, no.
Oh.
I'm like, why not?
Well, you tried.
What are you worried about?
It's just a little thing, right? A speck?
Yeah, I mean, it's not little coming out of you. I can tell you that.
Oh.
In the grand scheme of, you know, it's smaller than a dime.
Yeah. Oh, I hope
so. But yeah, I don't want to pass a dime.
No, you know? I thought it was supposed to be way smaller than that. But
yeah,
like,
no,
with spikes and stuff, that's why it hurts.
It looks big in the picture that she sent me.
You got to have a frame of reference. Like if you post it, which I know you said she can't, but if you do, then you have to put like a penny or a dime next to it and then see how much smaller it is than that.
Yeah.
You understand, but then it hurts.
But then also that doesn't help because it shows, well, look at how small that is. And that, but if you look at the microscopic pictures where they look like landmines with the spikes sticking out and rolling through you, like, oh,
what
my
causes
God.
That? What is the reason some people get them and some people don't?
A lot of them is calcium.
Yeah, deposits that like they come hard like little rocks. And then you got to get it out of there.
How do I don't want that.
Oh, not good. I mean, you drink a lot of water, but so did Nicole, right? You said Nicole drinks a lot of water.
She does.
Still got them.
She's half a gallon a day, at least.
Then this makes no sense.
I gotcha.
Well, it can still happen. My dad had some years ago when I was a kid that just brought him to the floor. And this guy can handle pain. Like he's, you know, he used to work on the car and all this stuff. And I was amazed how often he'd hit his hand or slam something or whatever. And he could deal with the pain. All his life, he's dealt with tons of pain as a, you know, a kid out in the woods. He got hurt as a kid, all that stuff. But the thing that brought him to his knees was that. Man, it was horrible. He's never had one since, but he drinks a lot of water since.
Well, yeah.
That was a long time ago. I would not want that. I mean, that's part of the reason I drink so much water.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want any of it. If it's in my family already, I'm going to be careful. There's no good story that starts with I had a kidney stone. No. Not one. There's none where, it wasn't too bad. Nope. It's always a horror story. So I'm glad your wife is done with it.
Yeah, me too.
And before you guys go on vacation. Thank God.
Me too.
Shouldn't have to have it taken out.
Me too. It's been a fun couple of months.
Yeah, you're on a roll.
You know what I haven't had a lot of?
Peace.
Sex would be the...
She's in too much pain. Like, that's right. Not...
Exactly.
Yeah, she can't feel sexy.
So will you bang tonight?
Probably not, but definitely when we get away.
Yeah,
because it's just you two? Oh, my God. This is sexcation. This is going to be great.
That's how it is in my head.
Yeah, you do it. You have two beds in there. You have the do it bed, and then you have a sleep in it bed. And that way, there's one designated just for that. Make it happen.
Well, no, we have king size beds.
There you go.
Two?
So you have one side of the bed.
One.
Well, you have to bang in the shower then. Just something. A balcony.
Why can't I just bang in the bed that we sleep in?
Yeah. Because have a banging side and a sleeping side.
I don't wanna sleep in that. You have to change the sheets and stuff.
No, you don't.
Okay.
Just keep it real for 5 days. All
right. I guess she's got a back. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Just not to be disrespectful to your wife. Sorry.
What is wrong with you?
Everything.
I got aim.
Everything. Oh, yeah. My God.
Don't you worry about me.
Yeah. I'm happy for you. I'm really happy for you because from what I understand, like, the walls are thin and she's been in pain and it's just like there's a lot of obstacles. There are zero obstacles. It better be like honeymoon on steroids.
Once we get there. When we went to Greece, she fell out of that plunge pool that we had in the room. She fell out of it and busted and broke her shoulder all up.
Oh, my God.
She hurt her shoulder really bad to the verge where we were about to turn around and go home.
Oh, God.
And then I had a steroid pack with me. I'm like, try this. Like a last-ditch effort, and it worked.
Yeah. Wrapper and bubble wrap.
That's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good luck. 15 long years of no sex. It's about time.
Yeah.
That's how old your son is, right?
Pretty much. Yeah.
All right, you guys, Dead Guy in the Envelope coming up 12:15 or so. We'll be right back.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.